Alternative 1037 KNRQ. I'm Rock, and right now joining me on the phone, we got us a special guest. We got Missy from Suicide Girls. The Suicide Girls Black Heart Burlesque show will be hitting the McDonald Theater on May the 4th. Tickets are on sale now. How are you doing?
I'm doing excellent. How are you?
I'm doing well, Missy. Thank you for asking. Got to start things off with probably a question you guys get hit with all the time. How does one actually apply to be a Suicide Girl? My fiance has been trying for years. How does that work?
You can just apply at suicidegirls.com/model and fill out the application. You have to fill out some paperwork and, you know, just basic stuff. And then get a photo set shot. And if you need help finding a photographer, we can help you with that. Or if you're going to shoot your own set, we can provide you with instructions so you can shoot a Suicide Girl style photo set.
Nice. So there is legitimately an application.
There is. And Rambo, who is our model coordinator, goes through all of the applications and helps everybody who wants to be a Suicide Girl.
That is probably a very difficult job for Rambo.
Yeah. I mean, so she has an assistant, Laz Cow, who is also a Suicide Girl, who's amazing. And she's one of the dancers as well on tour.
That is crazy. How does is there a minimum number of tattoos and or piercings that you need?
There's no formula X number of tattoos times Y number of piercings equals
hired.
Yeah. No, we have Suicide Girls of all different sorts. We've got girls who have completely covered in tattoos and girls that have zero tattoos.
Really?
Girls that, yeah. Jessica Liu is one of our best loved Suicide Girls from the UK, and she doesn't have any tattoos, and you know, that she has brown hair and she's beautiful and amazing and talented, and it's being a Suicide Girl isn't about how you look on the outside, it's about how you feel on the inside.
I like the way that sounds.
It's about expressing how you feel most confident and comfortable in the world.
I'm joined right now by Missy with the Suicide Girls. Make sure you follow the Suicide Girls at Suicide Girls on everything. You can follow Missy at Missy Suicide and also the Black Heart Burlesque. You can follow them at SG Black Heart Burlesque. I wonder, what is the difference between, say, a night at the strip club and a burlesque show? And honestly, I've never been to a burlesque show. I thought they were kind of like one and the same, just like one was a little bit more theatrical. But what's the difference between the two?
Well, our version of burlesque is all pop culture themed. So all of the numbers are themed to your favorite comic books, movies, TV shows, video games. So we have this year we've got a Rick and Morty number.
Oh, I bet that's going to be huge.
Yeah, we're really excited about it. We have a Handmaid's Tale number. We've got all sorts of different pop culture themed, and the girls sing during some of the numbers. It's all highly choreographed and super sexy and fun.
How did you guys come up with the idea of making a burlesque show that kind of caters to the Comic-Con crowd? Who thought of that concept?
Well, I mean, in the same way that we took and modernized classic pinup girl photos and put our own modern twist and edge on them, we wanted to do the same thing with burlesque, with classic burlesque, and take the same sexy spirit of classic burlesque and put our own modern twist on it. And, you know, we have so the first iteration of the burlesque tour went out from 2002 to 2007, I think. And we had a few numbers that were pop culture themed, and those always went over super well. We did a number from Reservoir Dogs. That featured when the Mr. White, I think, is cutting off the cop's ear.
I'm actually unfamiliar with that, to be honest with you.
Really? You haven't seen Reservoir Dogs?
I have not. I know it's a classic movie. I'm aware of that. There's a lot of classic movies that I'm sleeping on. I get jazzed all the time about Fifth Element. I haven't seen Fifth Element yet. And it's just like, man.
The sexiest number in the show is the Fifth Element number that we do.
Okay, so I'm going to have to watch Fifth Element before I go see the burlesque.
Yes.
Okay. I got some homework to do.
You got to bone up on all of your, like, pop culture nerd, nerdy pop culture classics.
Don't get me wrong, I'm about the life, but I'm more of like the comic book side of things, so to speak. Like, I'm a huge Batman fan and all that. So I want to know, what is it that you guys do before every show? Yesterday we learned that Slipknot apparently listens to Journey before they hit the stage every single time. Like, is there anything that the girls are doing backstage to, like, get game face ready?
We have an all hands in sort of like Suicide Girls chant that we do, where everybody puts their hands in and, like, gets excited and gets pumped up, and then we just say thanks and hit the stage, and everybody brings their A game.
And everybody goes out there and slays.
Mm-hmm.
Joining me right now, we got Missy from the Suicide Girls. The Suicide Girls Blackheart Burlesque Show is at the McDonald Theater May the 4th. Tickets are on sale now. Follow Missy at Missy Suicide on everything. You can follow the Suicide Girls as well at Suicide Girls. And don't forget to follow the Blackheart Burlesque at SG Blackheart Burlesque. Are you specifically one of the performers? And if so, what can we expect from you?
I'm not one of the performers. I created Suicide Girls and I came up with a lot of the concepts for the numbers. But I don't actually perform.
Really? I did not know I was speaking with a creator, so I'm talking to a very high-ranking Suicide Girl right now. Well, look at that.
Yep, I created the site and the company 17 years ago.
Well, congratulations on that, man. That is a huge, huge success, I'm sure, for you.
Thank you. Yeah, it's been quite the crazy, wild ride.
And your guys' brand is huge. It's international.
Yeah, we've got girls on every continent, including Antarctica. We have over 3,000 models, official Suicide Girls from every corner of the world. We've got hundreds of thousands of hopeful Suicide Girls.
Well, good luck to all those hopeful ladies out there. Thank you for calling into the show, Missy. I greatly appreciate it. Can't wait to go check y'all out May the 4th at the McDonald Theater for the Suicide Girls Blackheart Burlesque Show.
Thank you. I hope you have fun.
Thank you. Take care. We'll see you May the 4th.
Thank you.
Have a good one, Missy.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.